Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. We are so excited that we are live on the air this morning. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Good morning. Morning's at the Mansion Show at 10 a.m. And it's 10 a.m., y'all. So come on in the room.
Buenos días. Días en la mansión. Radio estación. Bienvenidos. Familia alrededor del mundo, en Reynosa, en México, donde estén todos. Bendiciones a cada uno de ustedes. Y acuérdense que Dios nos ama y Dios quiere relación, Jesucristo quiere relación con todos ustedes. So búsquenlo en su palabra, porque su palabra es poder. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Okay, Lord, I think I got the shine. Lord says glow. It's the Holy Ghost.
It's the anointing. The glow. Yes.
Y'all only know I must be.
That's what I keep hearing. So I'm like, Lord Jesus, I'm saying it because I hear it in my spirit.
Listen, that means that I'm so anointed.
Yes.
Somebody can slide off me. Okay? That's all good. We're so excited, Lord. So listen, God is so good to us. We're here another day for some new stuff, new dimension, new hour, new word.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Good morning to our Laura Kelly Facebook familia.
Buenos dias.
Yes.
And if you're watching, tell us where you're watching from.
Yes.
Give us a comment. And if you need prayer, let us know. We'll pray for you. Mm-hmm. For this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes. And we choose to rejoice.
Yes.
And be glad in it.
Woo. And here we are at Mornings at the Mansion, trusting mm-hmm. God. Blog Talk Radio, we thank you for tuning in and joining us. And we're just here being about the Father's business, His kingdom work. We're not here to compete. We're here to complete His assignment.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, Laura, I was thinking, I've been thinking.
That's a
trust
thing.
Me, but I've been seeking.
Yes. Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
I've been seeking, but then, you know, I also have been thinking on those, because the Lord tells us what to think on.
Yes.
To think on these things.
Yes.
Whatever's so lovely, whatever's so pure.
Pure.
You know, and just, you know, sometimes in the world, y'all, especially today, we get so discouraged behind people. If mm-hmm. I can say that again.
Say it again.
Hey!
We
say get discouraged
again.
About what people are not doing, but I just beseech you today to just be excited about what God's telling you to do.
Yes.
What is He saying to you? Sometimes, y'all, it's good that we solo.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, because we don't have that 39th voice.
Yes.
In our ear trying to say, well, if I were you, good morning, Mama Dudley.
Good morning.
Yes. So we just, she says, you look rested. I am. I hope you got my voicemail, Mama Dudley, because I wanted you to know, you and Papa Jack, how much I needed that. It's so, boy, I tell you, we're going to talk about a lot of that today.
Yes.
We have so many things here at the Mansion on Park Road
that
I just don't believe people really understand the depth of what goes on here for the kingdom's sake.
Yeah.
Everything we do here is whatever the Lord is telling us to do. Good morning, Sister Paula. I so enjoyed last week with you, sister. I pray that everything is going great for you and your family, and I'm excited about what God is doing for you, Sister Paula Rutherford. So listen, America. Well, you know how we say today is the day, right, Lord, that the Lord has made? But this is the key choice. We choose to rejoice.
Yes.
It's a choice to rejoice, America, because a lot of people wake up and they complain. Y'all notice that?
Oh.
People wake up. I have people. This is what tripped me out, America, a lot. People wake up out their sleep and say, oh, I'm so tired. I'm like, what? You just woke up.
Yeah.
What are you tired of? Tired of sleeping? I don't get it. I don't get it, twin. Can you help me?
I wake up saying if I sleep more than 6 hours, my body hurts.
Yeah. So you got to get on up.
I got to get up and spend some time with the Lord.
Yeah. But that, and that's so amazing. So I just, you know, I encourage each and every one of us. Because listen, whatever we teach, preaching, we encouraging us too.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit encourages us. You know, because, you know, as the people of God, we all have something that we could complain about. But it's a choice not to.
Yes.
We're either going to give Him praise and glory, or we just don't complain.
Yes.
Complain, complaining. Complainers is like, that's what people do. Good morning, Cousin Greta. Glad you're tuning in today.
Yes,
so,
good morning.
You know, we have so much to be. First of all, the Lord woke us up.
Yes.
He chose to wake us up because he ain't done with us yet.
Yes.
That's why we're still here. Because if you was not here, you would be done. Yeah.
Let me sit a second.
Go ahead.
That's the first.
Go ahead.
The second is our t-shirt.
Uh-oh.
Ah!
Uh-oh.
3,573
promises of God. Now, before we go to the other part, and I think about Papa Jack. Ah! If you don't want all 3,000 of them, because they are available. Laura, can you hold up the book of promises? This is a book.
De Dios son muchas.
A book of promises.
There's many more.
Yes. So we know about 3,573 of them. Right here, Rock. Of God. The promises of God.
Yes.
And if you don't want, y'all know how we break it down. If you don't want 3,000 of them, get you 2,000 of them. I know some people's like, I cannot comprehend holding on to 3,000 promises a day. Every minute you can get 3,000. Just grab them.
Yeah.
But if you can't, like, wrap your head around that, if you don't want to, get you 1,000. And I know that's hard for some people, too. But I'm telling you, America, if you don't want 1,000, get you 500. Y'all know we're going to break it down. Get you, if you don't want the 5, get you 250
yes.
of them.
Yes.
If you don't want the 250, can we say get you 100?
Yes.
And if you don't want 100 of them, get you 50 of them.
Yes.
Just get you 50. If you don't want 50 promises, then get you 25. Y'all know how we break it down. Come on. And if you don't want the 25, get you 10.
Yes.
And then we're going to take it all the way down to the nearest compound. Get you one.
Good morning, and stay on it.
If you don't want one promise, who does that? Who don't want what God has for them?
Yes.
Because this book is a book of promises.
Woo!
Yes. And we always say,
so everything and anything that we're searching, looking, wanting, healing, I mean, you just...
Everything.
Everything right here.
Everything,
the most powerful
y'all.
Weapon in the world.
It is. And you know what? Just because you wake up and you say, Lord, I'll teach, I'll preach, that don't mean that something ain't going to come against you.
Yes.
Because y'all know I tell everybody all over the nation, I wake up every day wanting to slap somebody.
Yes.
And Will Smith did it. Okay?
And you know that was the best.
Check this out. If we could go there, America, if we could get a drum roll. From the devil.
Yes.
Because listen, if he can get you to break dance and throw that wave and go slap Chris Rock or any rock,
yes.
then he gonna expose you for the next 10 years.
Yes.
1 second. You it'll take you 40 years to just say, I finally arrived, Lord. Thank you for it. And you work hard too. You did the work.
Yeah.
In 1 second the enemy can say, go slap. Let people talk about you and your wife and your husband and your children. Let them talk. Because the last time I checked the book, it says that, you know, Lyle Kelly and I said every week, if God is for it, who can be against us? Yeah. And then it said, don't forget the second part, because every tongue that rise up against you, it shall be. And in the Greek, that means take place.
Yes.
It shall be what? Condemned.
Yes.
Do y'all know what condemned means?
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is pass by a building to see them tearing it down.
Yes.
Or a wrecking ball demolishing it. That's how powerful the word. God tells us that every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
So let them talk about you. Because it'll take 1 second for you to go slap somebody. And then for the next 10 to 20, and if you're a child of God, you ain't going to do the 10. You're going to do 20, 50 years.
Yeah.
They gonna hold you accountable for 50 years.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna never let it go. And you, right?
Yeah, it's like they're saying that he's been for 10 years from the academy, and I'm like,
yeah. So, come on, 1 second out of 12. One. So that's why, see, that was for me, because God helped me.
Yes.
Y'all know I tell y'all, every day I've been telling y'all, good morning, Leo.
Yes.
But we're just trying to help y'all. My cousin said, yes. Yes, she said, let them talk, girl.
Let them
because
talk. They did it. David did it to Jesus.
That's what we were doing.
Not slapping nobody.
Look, they did it bad. And he went on the road to the Via Della Rosa, on the road to Calvary, so that you could be free every day. Yeah, and then you have the audacity to wake up and complain?
Right.
We wake up and complain about an abundant life. Because that's why he died. Amen. Good morning,
Amen.
Papa Jerry.
Good morning,
fabulous.
Oh,
thank you, Papa. Bam! Simply.
The Gigi's are here.
Yes. But God is so good. You know, we just had to encourage you guys because we've really been teaching on lining up in agreement with God. Because when you line up in agreement, can you hold this book up one more time, Laura?
Yes, ma'am.
When you line up in agreement with the Holy Bible, because when you lining up with God,
mm-hmm.
and what he say about you, but for some reason, even as believers, we line up with what the world say. We, you know, we too fat. Somebody told me that a few months ago. I said, huh? Well, you just need to lose some weight. I said, I do. You know, I'm like real brand new. Like, really? And then I said, well, this is what I said, because I might do need to lose some weight, but I'm not fat. So we're going to cancel that. Okay.
Amen.
So, hello. Because, you know, all of us have had a little struggle since the pandemic.
Right.
We all have. Can we just talk about it? Let's just fit this right here, y'all.
And then sometimes they tell my daughter-in-law, Camilla, that she's
skinny.
And
so,
I'm like, no, she's perfect.
So you're this
beautiful.
And you're that, or you're not this and you're not that. But what is God saying about you?
Yes.
So God says, the last time I checked, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
What?
So I said, Lord, you're so awesome sauce, okay? So we all need to do a little something. Everybody want a little enhancement. But just listen. Just go walk an extra 30 minutes during the day or whatever, if you can. Or a lot of people are busy during the day just running around doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. What does God say and what do you feel about you? It don't matter what other people think about you or feel about you, because if you don't be careful, you're going to be just like on that little string, the puppets, just like Will Smith. Everybody saw it live on TV.
Yes.
How that happened. How he get up out of his chair, get him on the stage, and then now he's being ridiculed. They will not let the man rest. He did slap him, but I'm so glad I didn't slap that man yesterday. Okay? Because can you imagine when the people of God do it? Come on, y'all. They already got the spotlight on you.
Yeah.
But God says you're the light
of the world.
So they have the light on you, but he put the light in you.
Yes.
So just shine. When you stand up, it don't
shine
matter.
Like a diamond.
Come on, girl.
Shine bright like a diamond. In him.
So that's just encouraging. And that was like, that wasn't even the lesson, but that's just an encouraging place. Because we all struggle, y'all.
Yes.
Just because we are people of God don't mean the enemy don't try to come up against us. Yeah.
Yes.
And that means that you don't want to slap nobody. Because I've been trying to tell y'all. Okay?
We talk about it.
Hello. And just about when I really believe that I'm delivered, then here comes the big devil. And he's like, what? I'd be like, Lord, I just want to slap him. But I don't do it. Because I hear... y'all know the Muddiest Show when her brother Joe that say don't do it. Y'all know how to say that's what I hear in my ear. Don't do it.
Don't go there.
Don't do it. I so wish Will had heard Joe that day. Okay. I wish he had heard Joe because it just took a second for them to for him for that. And he's real Smith's a good guy. I mean, he got his issues like all of us.
Yeah.
But for the most part in Hollywood, that's a lot of pressure, y'all. And he has done really well. And he just waits for the, right?
Yes.
Just 1 second.
Long. 1 second.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And like you said, people tell your daughter-in-law, she's too skinny.
Yeah.
But
and
she's
I said,
not.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. But she's not.
Yes.
Oh, listen, that's what she said. Joe, what you say?
Joe and Medea.
Yeah. That's Louisa. Oh, my gosh. But listen, we just want to encourage you guys that when we come in agreement with God, we keep our eyes on him, he brings us into agreement with one another.
Yes.
Because see, if you can learn how to agree with God, you can learn how to agree with your sister and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And there's power in that place.
Yes.
It's
power,
right, Laura?
Yes. Just like this morning.
Yeah.
With Sister Brianna.
Yeah, we were encouraging her.
Yes.
and speaking life into her.
Yes.
Because life happens.
Yes.
Just in case you didn't know, life happens.
Yes.
Every day is a new day with some new stuff.
Yes.
But you better reach around and get over in this book.
Yes.
And get you some promises.
Yes.
To stand on.
Yes.
Because when you agree with God, because the word works when you work in church.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
You can't go off of your pastor and what they can't help you. Like,
yes.
They can only give you what God gives you. Well,
yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
It's up to you to work it.
Yes.
If you don't work out your own salvation,
mm-hmm.
Come on. You went right, sister?
Yes.
You will be.
And I love how God brought us together in agreement this past Friday in Global Night Prayer Night.
Oh, that was so awesome. Yeah.
And we prayed for an intercede for others and came together in agreement with the Holy Spirit and worship, and it was a powerful night.
Right.
It was awesome.
It was. And that's why corporate agreement,
yes.
We were just about to talk about that. Of course, when you learn how to get in agreement with God in your own dimension, your own intimacy, when you go in the setting, like here at the Mornings at the Mansion Show, this is just not a show, y'all. We are in agreement with not only everyone watching, but we are in agreement with, because y'all don't know what goes on before the show and after the show.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It be some real stuff. Even Leo show up, y'all.
Yay.
Come on now. He just does. But it's just so powerful. And we come together and we are in agreement together. And listen, that's how powerful things happen. Iron sharpens iron. Remember
yes,
we were
yes,
talking about
yes,
that?
Yes.
Because by that same principle we were talking last week, if we agree with the world, when we agree with the enemy, things happen too. Even in our own ignorance. Sometimes, and ignorance means when you just don't know. Now, stupid means when you know and don't. The Bible don't talk about that. Okay. But in our own ignorance, we line up with the devil. And that's why you be like, because people will say, oh, my gosh, I'm so broke. And then they don't have no money. Well, they said it. They spoke it. And then they get mad and say, well, why the people in the world that got all this money? Well, they at least one thing they do understand is they do know how to give back. Or
right.
The world
they
have a new word,
exactly.
Pay it forward.
Right.
That's the world's word, but the Bible says seed time and harvest time.
Yes.
Even when the world is all over with, he said that still remains.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all.
Right.
So
right.
Don't nobody want to love on nobody, seed into people.
Right.
I'm telling you, we are in a place of corporate love.
Here, yes.
And we can't beat each other trying to do for each other. That's powerful.
Yes, and on Friday we celebrated Miss Evelyn and Miss
Susan's
birthday party,
mm-hmm.
And we're also going to celebrate Miss Dalis.
Uh oh,
she didn't make it, but there's.
Can we do it right now? Can we do it right now?
That's what I was about to say.
Come on, Laura.
We got flowers.
Yeah.
And Camila, and I forgot the girl's present, but I'll bring it to you next Tuesday. They're gonna be mad at me. I'm sorry,
Dalis.
So let's celebrate Dalis' birthday.
Can I do the happy birthday to you? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And that's your flowers and this gift.
Can we
yes.
Let's give it to them, Laura.
Yes.
We're going to turn this around so y'all can
yes.
See if I can do it.
And Laura. The girl comes in.
Hold on.
The car,
can y'all see? I'm going to turn you around on Laura. I don't think I can turn Laura around. Look at Mama Dalis got her flowers and her gifts and all her stuff. Oh, you're so deserving.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you, everybody.
That's so beautiful. Larissa says, happy birthday to you, Dalis Ortiz. Isn't that beautiful? But that's what it's all about,
yes.
Y'all. You know,
yes.
Just celebrating one another.
Yes.
And
yes.
Little in the hands of God is much.
Yes.
But they
yes.
Just celebrated me yesterday. But I was on the massage table. And they rushed around and took care of that for me.
Yes.
And I go, and the lady says, oh, it's paid in full. That's why I try to tell y'all every day my birthday. Ooh, I can't wait to see what God got in store today. Lord. But when you have a spirit of expectation,
yes.
Yes. Come on, y'all. Yes. That's when you know that you know that you can really make some things happen in the earth realm.
Look at that other gift in there. I'm so, because it's, you're going to laugh.
Come on, Madame Lee.
Yeah, the picture.
Oh.
It's Leo.
Oh, it's Leo.
It looks like Leo.
That is awesome.
That
is so beautiful. That's so sweet. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's go to Amos 3.
We're going to go to Amos 3.
And then after that, we're going to go to a commercial because we have to talk about some great
stuff. Yes. So we're going to go a libro de Amos. Amos 3, mm-hmm. versículo, capítulo 3, verso 3. God's love letter.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es
lumbre.
Lumbre.
Fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And the word says, andarán dos, y si no estuvieran de acuerdo.
If two agree. Come on, y'all. Amos 3 says, can two walk together unless they agree? That's a question.
Es una pregunta.
Yeah, because if you do that, if you got to be careful. This is a small scripture, but it's so powerful.
Yes.
Because a lot of people get connected and allow people to attach to them. Because let's go to Matthew 6 and 33. Let's go there real quick, twin. And let's just kind of backdoor up this Amos 3 because it's so powerful. And that's Mama Dali's favorite scripture, by the way, y'all. It's so powerful what God tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, how he tells us about seeking and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because when we seek him first,
mm-hmm. and his righteousness,
that's what we're talking about in the morning. When you get an agreement with God, that's what that really means. Read that, twin.
Okay. Vamos al libro de Mateo 6:33. Y dice, más buscar primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, y todas estas cosas serán andadas.
Okay. Can you? Okay, that's 33. I'm going to go up to 31.
No ofendes pues diciendo que comeremos o que beberemos o que vestiremos, porque los gentiles buscan todas estas cosas, pero vuestro Padre Celestial sabe que tienen necesidad de todas estas cosas.
Hallelujah. So the word of the Lord in Matthew 6 and 31 through 34 says, so don't worry. We do that. We get caught up in trying to worry about what we're going to do, how we're going to fix this. God says, don't worry. What, he says, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? We are really ridiculous on that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just telling my daughter the other day about the food thing. What will we eat? Because she was like, oh, well, my kids don't want to eat what? I said, what? Girl, hello. It's some cheering. That's really hungry,
mm-hmm.
for real. Cause I don't know how not to do it. Cause I just be identifying the spirits on people, whether they 3 or 83.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my granddaughter says, "Nah, I'm starving," and I said, "You are lying, cause you're not starving." But listen, real people, you don't have a clue what starvation is. So don't let that come out of your mouth ever again.
Yes.
And you know what she says?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but you don't really know what you're saying.
Right. Yes.
Okay, you're not starving because you got some food in there. You may not want it, but it's a whole lot of little children that would knock you in the head.
Yeah.
Is what I want to to eat what you got to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to get that straight. And then the word says, don't worry about what you will eat, right?
Yeah.
So her kids say, and that's why we got to train them up right, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you done cooked 2 hours over the stove.
Yeah.
And they don't want that, then they go to bed. Send them straight to bed.
Yes.
When you start sending them straight to bed hungry,
they're
going to
eat.
They can't even get in the atmosphere where the food is smelling. Send them to bed. And then, see, I'm considered, I guess, the cruel granny. I don't know what they're calling me, but we're not doing that. Because you're not going to be dishonoring or disrespecting your mother, which is my daughter, in front of me. That's what I tell them.
Amen.
We're not doing that. And if you don't want to eat the food that your mother worked 2 hours to prepare, then go to bed
mm-hmm.
and wake up tomorrow and think about it. Because for breakfast, you might just eat this.
Yeah.
This right here. Hello. Right? We got to get it together, y'all.
I save their food when they don't want to eat it, and I'm there with them. And then I said, let me know when you get hungry, because this is what you're going to eat.
Yeah.
And then like 2 hours later, I'm hungry. Okay, here you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they eat it.
Because they're really hungry, but not starving. Because this is real starving children,
yes.
For real.
Yes.
That's so dishonorable and disrespectful. They really don't know that because yes. We're not teaching them that. Okay,
yes.
So then let's carry on, twin. Let's carry on. Mm-hmm. And the word says, or what we will wear, drink mm-hmm. or wear. Just drink you some water, because there's some kids that's drinking dirt in their water.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. We got it.
Yes. Oh, man.
And then we have the audacity to say, I don't know what I'm going to wear. And you got 59 shirts.
Yes.
Just along the sold-out shirts. We ain't talking about them. Right? I mean, who does that? Because there's some people that out there don't have nothing to wear, y'all.
Nothing. It's just like the homeless camp that Patsy goes to.
And we're so disrespectful in the kingdom. We say we kingdom people, and we over here in the closet tripping before we even get out the house.
Mm.
And that's why we defeated, come on, behind some clothes, behind the food in your refrigerator that you didn't take the time to thaw out.
Right.
Come on, y'all. This is just real talk.
Yes.
That's why the church, we have to be transparent and stop trying to sugarcoat stuff to make people
feel good.
And tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to be set free.
Yes.
That's why we can't fight no demons. Because we can't fight the mind or the clothes and the drink and the... Come
and
on,
I
now.
Always say, man, I always say here in America, we're spoiled brats.
Yeah. So when the demons show
and
up...
lazy. Some people don't want to... They want everything God has, but they don't want to...
Oh, they got it, but this is the deal, though.
They have it, too,
but this is the deal. They already got it.
Yes, that's true.
And they whining about, oh, what am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? What? Oh, this is just too much. It's disgusting. Can you make, I could just see God, he want to throw up. Really?
Oh, slap us
Come on. We got to slap out of it. Yes.
He want to do a wheel spin?
Yeah. Y'all, I thought we laughed. We're keeping it real. So let's carry on. Okay. That makes us right here, we the Gentiles. That makes us a Gentile. It says, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. We looking for something better to drink, and we got something to drink. We looking for something better to eat, and we got something to eat. We looking for something better to wear, and we got something to wear. Come on, y'all. We got to regroup in our minds and in our hearts. That's why God is over there dealing with the people that really, really sincerely in his faith. That's why we're going to roll into it. Y'all, I hope y'all ready. It says, okay, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows what you need. That's why 33 is so powerful. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of that stuff will be what? It will be added.
Yes.
Now, this is what's so powerful. When you're seeking him and you're not waking up complaining about stuff that's already in your life, in your house, in your closet, in your refrigerator, we got to shift. The first thing, we want to seek him. Because God just might be telling you that stuff you complain about, go give it away. You're not wearing it.
Yes.
I know a lady, y'all, that hate to do laundry. She would rather go buy some new clothes. She do. She told me, oh, no. I don't like to do laundry. I'd just go buy me something new. And then you complained about your budget. Who? See?
Right.
Really? We just betwixt in between, y'all. We upside down, and we say, I'm a daughter of the king. Really? And then ain't nobody following you to church anyway. Come on, y'all. We really got to think about what we're doing here. Because the Lord really be dealing with me, but we want to stick right here on this added thing where God says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Do not leave that part out. Because that righteousness, come on now. If you want to be glorified, we sing about it all day long, but don't nobody even want to act right to be right. But we want to be glorified. You don't go from acting wrong to glorification. It don't work like that. We got to get in his face and seek him. And he began to clean us up and to polish us Because listen, I was just saying last week, Laura, when we were at church, not this when we were teaching this, you know, we got to get really serious about this because we're talking about being in agreement with God. This right here says that if we seek Him first, everything else will be added. That word added means magnetized.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break it down, it means magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you break magnetic down, it means magnet. So that means that it'll be drawn to us. But what are we drawing? Are we drawing the drama? So you're going to get drama when you draw drama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we draw. Come on, y'all. We got to be careful
in
this hour because this is the season that the wheat and the tares coming up together.
Yes.
You know why? Because it's harvest time.
Yes.
But we too busy looking at the world and with the missiles and all of that. But the Bible tells us in Revelation this is already going to happen.
Yeah.
We should have been really ready.
Yeah.
If we stay on our knees and praying for the nation, we want to pray for our neighbors too. But praying for our nation, that's what we have to do. That's what Global Night Prayer Night is about.
Yes.
Right, Laura
Amen.
Kelly?
Amen.
We have made a decision. Just because we've been all stung by the pandemic, we got to get back in alignment.
Yeah.
Right.
But even in this last verse right here, it says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will worry about itself.
Yeah.
Each day has enough trouble
of
its
own.
And when you stay connected with His word, with Him, you know, He's going to give us strategies. He's going to give us victory. We go from victory to victory, and He's going to provide and lead us and guide us and give us the strength, you know, if we stay connected. Because I was sharing with you yesterday. I was going through some stuff yesterday, and I had to encourage myself that I even put the scripture up on Facebook. In this world, we will have trouble, but He said, take heart. I have already overcome the world. And so I have to remember, it don't matter what I'm going through right now. He already overcame the situation.
He did.
I'm not going to complain. I'm going to let God be God, and I'm just going to be about His business.
Right.
Remember,
right.
I came,
Absolutely.
And we were encouraging each other.
Yeah.
And I was encouraging you. You were encouraging me. And
right.
I said, okay, Lord, we're going to make it through. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because even in that, you feel discouraged.
Yeah.
You do. You do. And that's so powerful, though, because it has enough of its own.
Yes.
You know, and then people start worrying about tomorrow, and they haven't even went to bed on today.
Yes.
We just got too much on our plate that we don't even have to have on our plate.
Yes.
And that's why we have to think before we speak, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that our words are so powerful.
Yes.
Once we release them into the universe,
Ooh,
they perform.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And then... Yes, and then we get into our own agendas. We ain't asking God nothing. We ain't seeking
right.
Him. We coming up with our own agendas and the way we want things to be and how we can live. But that's why we have to understand that God has a perfect plan.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29:11. Everybody that knows that. Everybody knows what Jeremiah 20, and if you don't, we're going to help you. What does the word of God read, Lord, Jeremiah 29:11? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about what God's word is telling me about my plan, was His plan for my life.
I thought I had it.
Well, you did.
Read it. Go ahead and read it. Okay.
Jeremiah 29:11, and the word of the Lord reads, for I know, this is God, for I know the thought that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, and to give you an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Porque yo sé los pensamientos. Vamos a Jeremiah 29:11. Porque yo sé los pensamientos que tengo acerca vosotros, dice Jehová. Pensamientos de paz y no de mal, de oros al fin que esperes.
And that's true. And you know what? We have the power and authority to speak over every situation, just like you were doing yesterday, or when you were saying, no matter what, you know, the things you were saying, it's all about what God is talking about.
Yes. I said, you know, I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm just going to talk about what God's talking about, do what God's telling me to do, and that's period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, because it's discouraging, y'all, sometimes, you know. It's always some kind of battle going on.
Yeah.
But the battle be going on in our minds.
Yeah.
It just
does. Yeah.
And if he can get up here, y'all, he
got
us.
Yes.
That's why we have to stay in alignment with him.
Yes.
Because he's telling us that he gives us peace and
yes.
not evil.
Yes.
Because when the enemy comes, he's trying to bring evil.
Yes.
Evil thoughts, evil slapping, evil.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
They could just retch around.
Yes.
Retch around and slap somebody. And you'd be like, oh, I cannot believe I did that.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that. Yeah, or I'm doing that.
Right.
So you know why? Because we're not asking God nothing.
But it even goes deeper than that. Pastor.
Come on,
Hello.
Come on,
it grieves my spirit.
Talk about it.
Just to see that, you know, when you really, you let your mind go, it's just like, there was a road rage last week. Was it on 35? I can't remember if it was 35 or I-30. And this guy killed this other guy over road rage. And I'm thinking, now this guy's going to be in prison for the rest of his life just for that.
Yeah. Well,
cut him off or something.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, that was deeper than the slap. He killed somebody,
oh, yeah.
you
Much
know?
Deeper.
And I was like, Lord, you know? And so we have to be prayed up. Pray for our family. Pray for yourself.
That's
and
right,
stay in the
man.
Word and speak life. And because you'll
on,
be
man.
Able to. To control yourself. Well, you know, from wanting to hurt somebody, because that was me in the old days. People would tell you, I was ready to stab somebody, ran over somebody. That's why I have such a zeal and love for God, because I was very violent, Pastor Marlowe. But it's by the grace of
it's
God.
It's emotions. It's emotions.
Yes, it's the grace of God, my mom,
yeah.
grandma's prayer, and his grace,
yeah.
the mercy that I'm still alive and seeking him and sharing the good news, you know, the gospel, you know, for his
it's
glory.
True. It's true. It's true because that's
so
why.
Nothing is too hard for God. I don't care how bad your temper or what the struggle is with a family member. If you just seek life and intercede and just believe, God will do it.
Yeah.
He will. He's God Almighty.
You just got to ask him.
Yes.
You got to ask him because,
yes.
you know, we talked about that. It's seek, ask, seek, and knock. When you do that, he will, because he said he will.
Yes.
So let's go to Romans 12 and 2, 20, and see what the Lord is talking
Vamos
about.
Vamos al libro de Romanos 12, versículo 2.
Yeah, remember we're talking about the mind and our thoughts.
God's love letter,
which is
fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra de Romanos 12, verso 2 dice... Y no sean conforme a este siglo, sino transformes por medio de la renovación de vuestro entendimiento para que comprobes cuál sea la buena voluntad de Dios, agradable y perfecta.
Yes, Lord, it says, do not be conformed to this world. We get the world, y'all, it don't take none but a nanosecond for the world
yes.
to pull you in
yes.
and convince
yes.
you.
Yes.
But it says, be ye you. Transformed
mm-hmm.
by the renewing of your mind
mm-hmm.
that you may prove, not
yes.
that your pastors may prove,
mm-hmm.
but you may prove what is good and acceptable and
yes.
perfect
yes.
will of God.
Yes.
Not our will, but God's
yes.
perfect
yes.
will.
Yes.
You know, and when we say seeking him, we can continually have the mind of God.
Yes. And another thing that I encouraged myself yesterday, you know, I was feeling a little bit discouraged again, you know, just for a split second, I'm being transformed.
Right.
But then God had to remind me, you know, a lot of times when you have that relationship with him and you journal and he gives you dreams and you go back and he reminds you of everything that already has come to pass. And because sometimes he tells you to do things that don't make sense. Okay. But then when he reminds you of everything that he already brought forth, and the connections and the people and the,
right.
the souls and you stay connected, you know, and he reminds you, look, remember this and this and this, and it comes to pass, and it just he encourages me to like, okay, I'm in the right track, just keep moving, keep
right.
going forward, keep, you know, speaking life, keep helping being, and you know, part of sharing the gospel, it's not even about you, it's about being there and helping others.
Right.
You know, that's why he brought us, all of us here, out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Right, right.
So then we could continue to carry the cross and it's the gospel of Jesus and share it with others, because there's many out there that need to hear the good news. They don't need to hear all the gossip, the negative, the tearing down, the killing. They need to hear that Jesus is whole. What we cannot do, Jesus can somehow, you know, through the blood of Jesus or something. There's
yeah.
a word of encouragement that we can give others you know, for his glory.
That's right.
And that's what he wants us to do and deny self. You know, many times I don't want to do it, y'all. Can I be transparent?
Absolutely.
Many times I don't want to do outreach. There's many times that I'm like, God, I'm doing. God's like, okay, girl, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You're tripping. You better go out there. And I'm obedient and I go. I'm not feeling it because my emotions got to shut up and die. And then I go and, man, divine appointment, connection. And and then God said, you say that I'm worth it to be cried. Okay, then keep going. You know, and then I have to say, God, forgive me for complaining about whatever it was that I was complaining about. Okay? And then move on, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, girl, you better grow up. And, you know? And that's how he talks to me. I don't know how he talks to you. I'm like, yes, Lord.
I love it. Y'all don't even want to know how he talks to me. Okay.
You sound like Lily. Come on. Then you show me my granddaughter. You act like her. Like you just had an attention. And I'm like, okay, Lord.
So funny.
I keep it real, okay? I'm forgiving for throwing a tantrum, okay?
That's beautiful. That's why we have to speak over every situation.
Yeah.
Speak the word. Because here's the most contradicting thing, is to read the word and speak it and even know it and still not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That is so contradicting.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a disservice to your own soul.
Yes.
That you read the word, it's available for us. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all better get busy getting the word in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, because y'all see the missiles and stuff coming, they're going to be trying to come and take the Bible.
Yes.
Some of y'all got 2-3 Bibles and don't pick not one up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. You better get one and start picking them up and getting the word in you so that when all of that is, it's in you.
Have them everywhere in your bathroom, in your bedroom, in your house, in your...
I'm telling you, because Laura, just the other day, I got knocked off my horse.
My horse?
And I was like, it wasn't even high. I'm just riding. I'm rolling. Because y'all know I'm trying to stay humble, but I'm rolling and life happens. And then I get knocked off the horse, and I found myself at the bottom of the cliff. I said, but they kept going. I said, Lord, what am I doing now? And somehow, supernaturally, I was back up on the cliff. So that's what I did. I said, I got to, you know, you got to have a right now something you do to stay, to propel. You can't stay there. You know you can't stay there.
You can't
so this is what I did, y'all. The Holy Spirit, I'm in my room, bedroom, and the Holy Spirit showed me in my office that I had some sticky notes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in the bedroom, and he's showing me in the office, and he showed me what color they were and everything. So I get up, and I go in the office, and they are right there where he showed me.
Mm-hmm.
I take the package off of them, and then I said, okay. So he says, I want you to start encouraging yourself. So I don't know any of y'all that ever saw that TV show, Mary Jane. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And she had sticky notes everywhere, but I just thought about her after that. But he just said, now, get busy, because I was like, you know how you're on a ship, and it's about to sink, and you throw out the light, the what do you call it, Papa Jack?
The light bulb.
No, not the boat, the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
You throw the anchor out to drag it to keep the ship from, well, you're not sinking, but to keep it from moving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was my anchor. So all of a sudden, I just began to write. The first thing I wrote, y'all should know, was you are the bling of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck it on the mirror. And I said, Jesus, you're my everything. And I stuck it on the mirror. And then I was just all this stuff. You are more than a conqueror. And I stuck it on the mirror.
Yes.
So before you know it, I'm all over my house sticking up these sticky notes, refrigerators, microwaves. So that was my survival mode.
Yes.
I went into survival mode.
Yes. And God gave me confirmation with that because I got blessed with the journal, and the journal has sticky notes.
Oh yeah,
and I've never gotten a journal with sticky notes that are pink, yellow, and green. And God said, now every time you go into something, so you confirm it with you. When you're also telling me, just start sticking scriptures and put them wherever I tell you. I'm like, okay. And so praise the Lord.
And that's
the power right there of the Holy Spirit's His word.
And it don't make sense in the natural sometimes. Yeah, that's what she was just saying.
Yeah,
it's a supernatural thing because you are seeking God. Okay, Lord. I need to know what to do because I feel like I'm about to drown right here in my emotions.
Yes.
what do I do? Because I'm not an emotional person, even though I have emotions,
yeah.
but I'm not finna let them have me.
Yeah.
And I just did a teaching on that.
Yeah.
And then I had to walk it out like drastically. Mm-hmm. So when he gave me the strategy
yes.
of the sticky notes, I thought, this is so powerful. And now my house is still full of sticky notes.
Yes.
I'm good, though, right now. I'm real good.
Yes.
But I thank God for that because yes. he reminded me, I got you.
Yes.
Even when you think I don't.
Yes. Yes. And I hope she, Miss Margaret Otano, she went through that. She had two miscarriages. The last one, she was 6 months pregnant. And the doctors told her no more, that she would die if she tried again. But then she said, no, God promised me. And even the doctors told her on her second or third miscarriage, mm-hmm. no. But she says, no, God promised me. And her and Pastor Martin, they did sticky notes all over their house.
Oh,
and I
wow.
remember her testimony. She shared it at the church. And she said she started putting the promises of God on the walls and everything. And then she got pregnant again. And she ended up having not one, but he has
two.
A daughter and a son.
Yeah,
and the doctor said, if you try one more time, you're going to die. And she died in the flesh, but she believed in the spirit, and it came forth. But she put sticky notes everywhere.
Yeah.
She started putting sticky notes all over her house, made her come through and manifest it.
And that's lining up in agreement.
Yes, yes.
That's an agreement.
And even there was some pain, it was painful, she said, but she believed.
Yeah.
She believed, and she hold on.
That's
what
we're saying right here.
Hold on.
That you can know the word, y'all, but if you're not believing it,
yes.
what are we
yes.
doing?
Yes.
You know, we can quote it, we can speak it, we can read it, but we don't believe it.
And
then,
she said she
yeah.
was just going to have one, but God ended up giving her two. That was her trouble. But she has a daughter and a son, a miracle baby.
Yeah.
It's like majesty.
Yeah. Yeah, he
thank
is
Lord
there.
Jesus.
And that's exactly where that happened.
Yes, yes.
Because I just could see the discouragement on my daughter's face. And
yes.
I was like, what are you thinking? And she was like, I can tell. And I asked her, well, have you asked God? Have you? Because they ought to ask him. But
yeah.
I can ask him until I turn
yes.
purple.
Yeah.
But have you asked him? It's your body. It's your life.
Yes. Yes.
And she said, no. I said, well, I'm going to stand here in agreement with you, but you have to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked him. And we were in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And before you knew it, and see, now, here's the powerful thing. She started making preparations.
Mm.
I didn't know it. I just stood in agreement with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to her doctors and she asked them to, you know, because she has to take medications for her from her transplant so that her kidney don't reject.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to her doctors and asked them to give her some meds that won't harm her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they started tweaking her meds and changing them. And before you know it.
And that goes back to, yeah, you were in agreement with
yeah.
her. It's power in agreement.
She was pregnant.
Woo! Jesus.
Yeah. And isn't that powerful? Just the other day, I was trying to find some type of thing that I had sent text to her, and I rolled up on the first little sonogram when they the little dot and then I flipped all the way back to his picture today. Isn't that powerful? But that's the kind of God that we serve, y'all. And no matter what is trying to manifest on your body today, people of God, no matter what, you believe God. You believe God.
His promises.
Yes.
I go back to his promises.
Yes, because he is a healer. Mm-hmm. And he will even make you whole.
Yes.
He will do just what he said
yes.
he would do.
Yes.
You know, and I think what we do is we get frustrated because it's not happening when we think it should happen.
Right. Yes.
When it happens, it's going to happen right on time.
Yes.
It's going to happen in God's perfect time because it's his perfect will.
Yes. Yes.
So we just have to slow it down a little bit
yes.
and stop being in such a hurry. Uh-oh, did I just say that to myself? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to slow it down.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah, because we have to shift gears
yes.
no matter what the desires that we have. He tells us in the Word that he'll give us all the desires, but we have to be in the will.
Yes.
We can't just be living raggedy thinking God's going to continue. Yeah, right, sister? We got to get it together, y'all. So
yes.
it looks like next week we're going to be talking. We're trying to take the – we just get full of the Holy Ghost, and we can't do nothing. We can't even tell y'all we was going to do a commercial, but we got 5 minutes, so we can't do no commercial. 5 minutes. Okay. So hopefully next week we can get a little. Y'all pray for us, because we're really trying to have a radio show. It looks like we have in church, but we really are trying to do what God said. We're just being obedient, because it's his time. He's the one that's
living by the Spirit.
Come on into this orbit. So listen, people of God. it's time to get in agreement with God about who you are and whose you are.
Because when you already here.
He does. And when you do that, and when you learn, open this book, you're gonna learn about you.
Yes.
But this is also a two-edged sword. Get ready to get cut too.
Yes.
Woo! Because it'll cut you. Yes. So it ain't all about rock-a-bye baby and la-la-ba-la. Okay?
Right.
It's about getting in order.
Yeah.
We gotta have some stuff cut.
Yes.
Yesterday,
yes.
When I drove up in the parking lot today, I saw where the man, amazing, Mr. Joyce, 80 years old. Came out and pruned some of my trees.
And he was with a smile. I saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
Smiling. How you doing? I'm like, look at him.
Yeah. And I thought, Lord,
rejoicing.
Whatever you need to cut away from me, just cut it away.
Because so when
they come back, they going to come back flourishing and beautiful.
Ooh.
And sometimes, y'all, we have to be cut away.
Yes. So some stuff.
That's what the word will do. It's a mirror. It'll show you before it show you me.
Yes.
So stop trying to point the finger and take my speck out and you got a big telephone pole in your eye. Because you done already knocked me in the head.
Right.
Okay?
Amen.
Trying to help me.
Right.
Yes. So to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Yes. And we just want to walk in obedience. And we just thank God for those that have tuned in today.
Yes.
All over the world.
Share the video.
Yes. And
share the good news.
Especially to our studio audience. Woo! Yes. And happy birthday, Mama Dali.
Happy birthday.
Yes, all the month long. Have you been celebrating?
Well, yeah.
Papa Jack, I know you've been like leveling up over there, haven't you? I love it. That is so beautiful. So, Laura, what would you like to say to our familia as we...
So le damos gracias a toda la familia que nos están viendo. Sigan estudiando la palabra de Dios y búsquenlo. Él busca, él quiere relación con usted. Y todas las promesas para cada uno de nosotros está en su palabra. Todo problema está en este libro. Y búscalo y él te va a dar la victoria. So le damos gracias, bendiciones y gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your love. We're going to pray for the people of God today. Thank you all for tuning in today. We ask that you would share the video. And that way we would be able to be a powerful force.
Yes.
Because, you know, can you imagine when you share and you share and you share,
yes.
Y'all know how it goes, social media.
Yes.
So as a people of God, we can't complain about what people are doing on social media. We have to be in alignment with what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Because it's an opportunity for us to share the good news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a lot of people on there doing the rump shakers and all that and getting 59 million views.
Yes.
Can we say it?
Yes.
Yeah. Rather,
it's true.
Okay. In the reality show, I mean, it's just too much.
Yeah.
But if we just get on up and talk about what God's talking about and don't worry about if you get one view, it's okay. It's one soul.
Yes. Amen.
Each one, reach one. Yeah. So let's be about the Father's business today.
Yes.
And we encourage you as Laura Kelly continues to pray about.
Father, we just thank you. Father, te damos gracias por tu presencia. We thank you for your presence. God, continue to touch the souls around the world. Toda la familia sigue tocando a cada uno de ellos. And Father, we thank you for your patience, your love, your hope. Te damos gracias por las esperanzas, tu palabra, tu amor. And God, just give us divine appointments. Danos caminos divinos for your glory, para tu gloria. Gloria. And Father, allow us to be sensitive, to just be about your business always, Father, and you will give us the word, the love, Father, and we thank you. We can't thank you enough for your love. Father, te damos gracias que tú nos vas a dar la palabra, caminos divinos para los almas, para tocar a cada uno de ellos con tu palabra. So we stand in agreement.
Ooh.
Estamos aquí en unidad for your glory, Father, and let your will be done. En el nombre de Jesucristo, amen. In Jesus'
amen.
Name, amen.
Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in today.
Gracias.
We love you so much.
Yo,
we thank God for you. If there's anything you need prayer of, like to DM us on the bottom or just comment, however you want to do it, and we will stand in the gap with you.
Amen.
And in agreement.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we just thank God for you until next Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To God
love
be the
you.
Glory. Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
It's so good to see you guys, Sandy and Cherie, this morning. What a blessing.